start with the meeting, I have a few things to tell you about the setting we're in, because we're being watched by Big Brother. So,
I'm Big Brother.
These are cameras, or these. Mm-hmm. This thing that looks like a pipe are actually all microphones.
Okay.
So we must be careful with all this. And as I can see, you have placed your laptops exactly on the place where it must be. And that has to do with the camera setting, so we don't have our laptops in front of the cameras.
On our faces.
And indeed, so they can see our faces.
Okay.
Welcome at the kickoff meeting. My name is Danny Wolves. This is the agenda for today. First, a little opening. I will introduce myself, and I think it's very good to introduce yourself. Then a little bit of acquaintance to ourselves, so we get to know each other. That will be done with a tool training, and just two smart boards. Then the project plan, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and discussion about that, and a little closing at the end. Okay, my name is Daniel Wolfs. I'm the project manager. What's your name?
I'm Nieland Tops. I'm the user interface designer.
User interface, okay.
And my name is Dan van Vuren. I'm the industrial designer.
Industrial.
I'm Tim van Nie. My function is marketing expert.
Okay, thank you. First, a little about the project aim. The aim is to make a new remote control. Maybe you have read the website. It's a very, very ambitious company. They want to do something else. So there must be a new remote control. First of all, it must be original and trendy. It's two things really close to each other. But at the same time, user friendly, and they have it's very important for them. There are three stages. There's functional design. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to make kind of functions in the remote, and why are we going to do it? Then the conceptual design. How are we going to do it? And that's really global. Because at the detailed design, how part two, we go to dig in really about how the technical, if it, it's possible technical wise. Each stage is broken up into two stages, individual work and a meeting. So it's very straightforward. Okay, the tool training. We have two smart boards. This one is for the presentations, the PowerPoint presentations or the Word presentation, whatever you you have. And this is only for drawing. So we must let it stand on this this program. This is called a smart board.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, it speaks for itself. And as you may have heard, the documents in the shared folder can be showed on this screen, not in the mind document. So if you want to show something, put it in the shared folder. This is a very straightforward with the save, print, beyond, blank, select, and well, I don't gonna explain it all because I think you know how it works. We must not forget everything we draw on here. All must be saved. We may not delete anything, so if you have dropped something, save it. Never delete it. That's a very important thing. Okay. Little kind of exercise to know each other. At the whiteboard on the left. Every one of us must draw our favorite animal. And tell us why we had chosen that animal. important is that we use different colors and different bandwidths. White.
I have a question.
Yes.
This exercise.
Yeah.
Did the company board tell you to do it, or did you just make it up yourself?
No, no, no. It's I
part
know
of the interview.
Yeah. Because
okay.
We really don't know each other, and it's kind of new. So getting used to each other, we can have a lot of fun before we dig in really to the hard stuff. That's kind of thing. Would you start with drawing your table?
Yeah, I don't know really how it works.
How
do you show it first?
Yeah. Okay. Drawing goes with this thing. Do not touch your hand on this little thingy here. It's important. All it like this.
Get electrocuted?
Yeah, kind of. So, you must push a little good, because and wait a few seconds. It's not fully real time, so watch it. Well, I'm gonna paint in red. Oh, that's the background color. Favorite animal.
It's like Pictionary.
Yeah, you can guess what it is.
The one who says first gets a race.
May paint next.
It's a fork?
No, it's not an arm. You don't see it at the ears?
No, I have it at home.
You have an arc in them. Very artistic. Thank you. So it's a cat.
What's it called?
Simba.
Because
We have a cat at home and he's called Simba. Because he looks like the lion from the Lion King.
Name it
so we thought it was kind of cool to name it after a lion. Happy with us, so he's smart.
He does have body.
No, only the face, because we have 25 minutes. So we
have to speed up.
Yeah.
Remember, you use different color, different bandwidths.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to go next?
Okay.
Yeah? So choose your color, choose your bandwidth.
You don't have to change the color of the pen with the chair in the drawing.
Or just the same.
Same, okay.
You have to draw, push hard on the pen? Or?
Not really.
Continue on the last file which you draw. Just
yeah.
Take new page, not a new file, but a new page.
Okay.
And then you can close this one and
one.
It's on the project documents in the small board.
Small board? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
because my cat is red and
Oh, okay.
and I have red hair, so
Oh, okay, sure.
it must be red.
Fuck. It's a turtle.
It's an apple.
Wow, that
Must be a dog.
Dog.
Call it a psychological mess.
Oh, it is a turtle.
It is a turtle. Why turtle, Tim?
Cuz I like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You watched it a lot?
Huh?
You watched it a lot?
It's the inside of shell, you'll be pretty
No,
sick.
it's
It's a scared turtle.
No. It's coming out.
Wow.
Okay,
Okay,
thank you.
okay.
Very artistic.
You want to go next?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah?
Thank you. There you go.
How do we do it?
Foreland.
And then you have the current color you can change. So now red or green.
Okay.
And line width. I have five, Tim, at what kinda line width
The big lines were like nine.
Okay, it's a dog.
Well, are you I just thought I'd pick the easiest one.
Why a dog? Do you have a dog at home?
Well, I had a dog
You
Oh.
had a dog?
few years ago
Yeah.
and then when it died we didn't get a new one or something.
Oh.
It's pretty good
Being artistic in our middle.
An artist.
I'm a graphical user designer, so
Hey. Think you picked the wrong function. The wrong job.
Oh.
No.
So I think you can see it's really easy program to use. Not difficult at all.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
That's enough, thanks.
Yeah, sure. The last one?
I wonder
Yeah, after a cat, turtle and a dog. I think it's gonna draw an elephant.
I figured I should do something there, but I'm gonna do something much more difficult.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, he is the artistic kind of designer.
I'm gonna design a remote remote control
Remote
animal.
control animal. Exactly.
Sorry.
Well, with the interface might be easier to kinda control the hair and
Yeah.
body parts.
That might be easier, but at the other hand a pen like that is easy to hold in your hand, but
Yeah.
I think it's easier to
Better
draw
to draw with a
Yeah. With a pen than with a mouse.
Yeah, I mean like on top here, drawing
Oh, okay.
and then
Yeah.
explaining them to
But this
But
paper
what
is
is
too
he
too expensive.
Too expensive.
Is it a rabbit?
Yes.
Do you have a rabbit at home?
No.
Is there a rabbit with broken legs?
Is it the white rabbit? It's the white rabbit from the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The white green rabbit. He's got a little bit stone there.
I think it is a pretty good impression of a rabbit.
Yeah. It will do.
Okay. Finishing touch and then we go further.
Project manager,
Yeah.
With a spindle, just
Using counting the time.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Can that go online?
Well, I think it does think the most thing.
I figured it never does actually from dog stand and presence.
Don't choose for yourself, that's selfish. Okay, now we're gonna dig into the serious stuff. The selling price for the remote will be €25, and the production cost may not be more than €20.50. So, from my point of view, I don't think it's gonna be a very, very high tech, high definition, ultra modern kind of remote for €12.50. The profit we must make with the new remote is €50 million. So that's a lot. We have to sell a lot of.
Yeah, how much?
Like how much?
100 million remotes.
I think when the selling price is 25, you got 2 million.
Right.
2 million remotes. But our marketing range is market range is international. So we have virtually the whole world. We can sell our remotes to. At least that countries which have a television. So now it's time for us to go to discuss a little things. You can think about experience with a remote control yourself at home, what you think might be a useful new future. What can distinguish our new trendy remote control from all the others? So let's discuss a little. Well, what's the most important thing at a remote control?
Well, I think the most important thing about remote control is that you can switch channels. And my opinion is you should keep it as basic as possible.
Okay. So not a remote control which can be used for television and DVD and radio and or
yeah.
Just only.
I think so. But I have some points. Can I show them up on the big screen?
If you had them on the.
Yeah. Yeah, I can find them.
Okay. Oh, in case you want it. This is a dead kind of fly between the yeah the
screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Screen.
Is it possible to open 10 drawings in this?
No. Only all the drawings go there at the left.
But which do you want to remain on?
Oh, dead kind of drawings. No, I think when it is in Word and you have say the shared documents format, you can show it there.
Only
on the yeah.
I have some points from a marketing point of view.
Yeah.
Just a standard thing, things like intuitive, small, fairly cheap. It's fairly cheap, €25. Brand independent. I think it doesn't have to matter which brand your TV or
yeah.
Other thing is.
Okay. 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll wrap it up quickly. I personally think it has to be multi-purpose. Most of the remote controls are just for one purpose,
yeah.
And by making it multi-purpose, it has a new feature, adds a new feature to the market, and distinguish from current products.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some other technology than infrared. I rather find it very annoying. Like when someone is standing in front of the TV, that you can switch it. Think about sending it over radio waves or Bluetooth.
Okay.
That might be a little bit expensive. And something like an LCD screen.
For what purpose?
Like I said here, maybe it's easy. It's nice as an added feature that. When you're on a certain channel, you can see on the LCD screen what programs are
okay.
Coming up.
So it would be a multi-purpose, very technically high.
From my point of view, yeah.
Yeah, it must be really innovative, technical wise.
Yeah, it has to be company is very good in making new
Yeah.
innovative things.
So yeah,
So
I agree with you. So we must focus on things who are really really add something
to the current market.
Yeah.
Look, you got some cheap remote controls there. They just yeah, you got a dozen of them.
Yeah.
But when you enter a new market with a remote control and wanna gain market share,
Yeah.
you have to do something special,
Yeah.
I think.
But we have to keep an eye that it's at the beginning of such a project it's very cool to talk about, well, this would be cool, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But we must not lose sight of the user friendly
Yeah, of course. And
this
price. But this is just from marketing
Yeah, okay.
perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about user interface or
Yeah, and that's because we have him. Okay, next meeting will start in 30 minutes, so you will have individual actions where I presume will be some feedback via the mail. The industrial designer has to look at the working design. The user interface designer has to look at the technical function, so that's the thing we discussed.
One
Yeah.
thing, we must first agree on what we're going to make. Are we going to use multiple systems, or we should have some agreement on that before.
Okay. Well
I don't think we have to be, we have to agree on that.
I
I
think
think
we should
that's
get back
a
to the next meeting and
Yeah. That's a phase further.
Yeah.
Just make some mock-ups, some general ideas.
Oh, okay.
And then we can plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can plan further,
Yeah.
I think.
But maybe because you are working on the user requirements, you are working on technical functions, we must have a little kinda what do you call it?
Consensus on what
A
we
little plan on what we're going to do, so you don't come over the user requirements who don't fit the technical functions at all. Some basic things we want to go on to do. I think that's what we're coming in.
Yeah. I don't know. You decide.
Okay.
You're the project manager.
He
Well,
says
yeah, if the technical functions have to be designed, I've got to know for what kind of machine
Yeah.
it will be, or will we use it, touch screen, or will it be with or Bluetooth,
Well, that's really a step part, but
Okay.
if you say is it one way or multipurpose,
That's the same step further.
Yeah,
Why?
actually it is.
Yeah.
Why?
So you're looking at individual components, so
Yeah.
that's actually a step
Yeah.
further.
Like we all have a list of things that have to be in it or how it has to be like. And then in the next meeting
Yeah.
we decide
Yeah, we can take
what
it from
it's
there.
gonna be.
Okay.
I agree, yeah, we can take it from there.
And then you can delete
Okay.
the obsolete
Okay.
details.
So each individually must think on what's at his point of view is the most important.
Yeah.
And then are we going to fit all the pieces together in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I must finish up now, so it's over. You will receive specific instructions by your personal coach. And I see you in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.